Hello everyone, and welcome to the DP Ratio preliminary results. Throughout the call, all participants will be in listening only mode, and afterwards there will be a question and answer session. Today, I am pleased to present CEO Aslan Saranga. Aslan, please go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming to our 2021 prelims results presentation. I have my colleague Selim Kender with me. He's our Chief Strategy Officer. And also İlknur Kocaer. She's our new Investor Relations Director. So we are pleased to report another set of strong results on 2021. So if we want to summarize all year, we have three points, important points. One of them is the strong Turkish performance. The other one, in the beginning of 2021, we said it will be a transition year for Russia. And of course, unfortunately, last 1 month, we have a war going on there. So we are very sorry for that. And as always, product and technology innovation has been the backbone of DP Eurasia, so I will give an update on that also. So about Turkey, Turkey has been experiencing high inflation over the last 3 years. However, we have consistently performed above the inflation rate during this period, including 2021. Our target is to manage this inflation to deliver long-term sustainable growth and take market shares. Of course, cost pressures will be an important factor on that also. In Russia, 2021 was a strong recovery year in which we alleviated the negative developments of the previous year. We returned to a positive like-for-like growth rate of almost 10% and increased our adjusted EBITDA. Post-year end, we have been shocked and saddened to witness the unfolding conflict involving Russia and Ukraine, and the effect it has had on all of the innocent civilians across the region. The safety and welfare of all the group's employees and customers remains our primary priority, and we continue to monitor the situation closely. At this stage, there has been no material disruption to the group's operation in Russia. 188 stores in Russia continues to give service to the communities it serves. We also limited any further investment into our operations in Russia and will keep this under review going forward in light of geopolitical situation. Furthermore, we also suspended royalty payments from our Russian operations until further notice. Product technology innovation is the backbone like-for-like growth of DP Eurasia, which continued in both markets. We introduced new pizzas, side items, lot of new UX updates in our app and web. I am also excited to announce the launch of our new coffee shop and product brand Coffee, which has opened 11 stores in Turkey. I believe Coffee will be an important contributor to our growth in the Turkish market over coming years. So, and I will also thank all of our employees and franchisees for their sacrifice, hard work, and determination for 2021. Now, let's look at the 2021 highlights, financial highlights. We increased our system sales 51.5%. It's close to 2.4 billion Turkish liras. Our revenue is up 47%, and our revenue is close to 1.5 billion Turkish liras. Our adjusted EBITDA is 208 million Turkish liras in 2021. This is 59% higher than previous year. Our Turkish EBITDA is up 44%, and our Russian EBITDA grew from 2.3 million to 23 million Turkish liras. The Turkish business continues to build on its very strong performance since the second half of 2020 with the like-for-like growth rate exceeding 50%. I would like to remind you that inflation for 2021 has been 36% in Turkey, and our Russian like-for-like has been 9.6%. Last year, because of COVID, it was minus 12%. And it was also an important year for us in terms of store openings. We surpassed the milestone of 800 stores. Now we are 809 stores. And we opened 38 stores in Turkey, which is the highest annual store opening since 2014. Once again, online delivery system sales reached all-time high figures, which is 80%, and it is 4% higher than last year. Steady increase of this mix is beneficial for us. We get to know our customers and tailor our approach with a better focused offering. And now let's get into the group operating highlights. Like-for-like performance continues to be driven by online. Our online like-for-like has been 50%. And as I mentioned earlier, store count surpassed 800 stores, so we are 809. And another major change in our store mix is the franchise store mix has grown from 71% to 76%. And COVID-19 has shifted the mix towards delivery, so there is another 4% increase in our delivery mix, which grew from 74% to 78%. Now let's deep dive our Turkish performance. I mean, the main reason for our good performance in terms of like-for-like in Turkey is, number one, we are the best value brand, QSR brand in Turkey. We are constantly increasing our market share in Turkey. That's mainly driven by new product launch, new change in the in our online ordering platform. We have also strong marketing budget. We are one of the largest QSR TV investing on TV in Turkey. So we have continuous celebrity endorsed marketing, and we are the sponsor of EuroLeague basketball brand sponsorship in Turkey. As I said earlier, we had 39 new store openings in Turkey. This is the highest annual figure since 2014. Online like-for-like growth has been 60%, and online sales as a percent of delivery sales is at 77%. This is 6.3% higher than last year. And current trading has started strong in Turkey. We have 50% like-for-like growth for the 12 weeks ended of 27th March, keeping ahead in a high inflationary environment. About Turkish operating highlights, we surpassed in Turkey also 600 store milestone. We are 607 stores. And again, franchise store mix has increased from 81% to 84%. And COVID-19 has shifted the mix towards delivery. Our delivery mix increased from 72% to 78%. Now I would like to give a color on how we combat inflation, which has been in an increasing trend in Turkey. Turkey has been experiencing high inflation over the last 3 years. However, we have consistently performed above the inflation rate during this period. So this is the period where COVID started and we were under hit. But if you take it as 100, so this red color is our weekly store sales, and this is the inflation. So owing the management experience in navigating through periods of high inflation, we expect to manage the situation to deliver long-term sustainable growth. Of course, in the short term, there will be a lot of cost pressures. There will be up and downs, but we believe Domino's is a resilient business. We are tackling with inflation via frequent price increases on its sales to consumers and franchisees, with remaining mindful of keeping its best value for money, consumer proposition, and franchise profitability. So it seems like next 9 months, inflation in Turkey will go on in this level, maybe higher. So I am very excited to announce about our new coffee brand. So this is a project we were talking in our company by the end of 2019, because we are one of the largest QSR brand in Turkey. We have a very good infrastructure in logistics, in technology, in purchasing power, lots of know-how in marketing. And we said, why don't we use this in another, let's say, industry or food business? So we said coffee could be a big opportunity because the margins in coffee is good. And coffee market in Turkey has a huge potential. So we believe with the synergy of Domino's, we thought, you know, technology-driven, good value coffee chain can make a difference in the coffee market. In order to test this, we started with one store in 2020 in a city center of Istanbul. Unfortunately, there was COVID and after the ease of the takeaway, by the end of 2020 and by the beginning of 2021, we opened 5 more corporate stores and we tested again. The test was very successful. Our customers like the coffee and the product. Our coffee is 30 to 40% cheaper than our closest competitors. And then as we see the numbers with our corporate stores were good, we said, okay, let's test with franchises. So we opened 5 franchise stores. And we are targeting 3 to 4 years ROI in coffee for our franchisees. And so far, it's going good. It's very early to comment on how much we will grow and how much money we are going to make. We want to open as much as stores possible until to the end of this year, and then we can talk about the numbers more there. So I believe coffee will be an important contributor to our growth in the Turkish market over the coming years. So this is some pictures about our shops and about our product. So now let's deep dive in Russia. In the beginning of, or by the end of 2020 and in the beginning of 2021, we said it will be a transition year for Russia. By the end of 2020, we changed the management there. We have a new management. And they implemented a detailed plan to address the challenges in the Russian market. What were they? Probably you will remember the challenges with the franchisees and the entering to the aggregator, fixing the bad stores and so on. And we have worked on long-term improvements to product, service, and technology. And we fixed our relationship with our franchisees, and that returned us to a positive like-for-like growth rate of 10%. And last 4 months, actually, it was better than pre-COVID period. Online like-for-like growth was 12.4%. Online sales percentage of delivery sales reached 93%. This is 3 percentage points higher than last year. We had 2 net store closures in Russia, and the franchise mix at 50%. Current trading for the 12 weeks ended on 27th March is minus 5%. This is due to lapping a strong January 21 last year, and I would like to remind you that the COVID restrictions had finished in Russia by the beginning of March. So we are 7.6% better than pre-COVID period in Russia. The ongoing geopolitical conflict brings uncertainty. We are aware of that. At the moment, there is no material disruption in our business. But on the other hand, you know, we are very, we are closely monitoring what's going on in the markets, and we don't know what's going to be in the next coming months. I hope this conflict will be solved and everything will be as usual. So I think we gave all the information here, but I think the main news I can give on this slide, because of COVID, delivery mix has shifted from 62% to 78% in Russia and staying at the same level. So this is... I would like to give you some more information about the product innovation. In Turkey, we were already coming up with a lot of new products, like a lot of side items. Like here, you see a pizza, chicken, and potatoes. We come up with a new oven baked sandwiches. Unfortunately, it's not here. So that helps us taking a lot of market share from our from the QSR market. That's actually one of the reasons why we are doing better than market and better than inflation in Turkey. In Russia also, we improved our menu product line. It might be a little bit different for you. It's different for me. This Pir blue cheese pizza has been very popular. We have half and half pizza, which is now 5% of our sales. I think the team is doing a very good job on coming up with new pizzas according to the taste of the Russian market. This is also a different one. Pizza with chips, easy and peasy. So it's really a lot of exciting products in the Russian market. Look, digital, it's very difficult to explain with one slide here what we are doing, but it's the backbone of DP Eurasia. You know, we have a big team of people working to improve our digital channels, and you are seeing that the most of our like-for-like growth is coming from digital. It's not one thing. Many UX change. We are changing the UX continuously, and we see an increase in our conversion rates both in Russia, both in Turkey. Of course, there's a lot of room in Russia in terms of conversion rates. Loyalty, wallet is improving our frequency. Right now, app, our frequency is 5, coming up to 5. There are, again, a lot of new loyalty and wallet functionality which will be added in Russia. So I'm very excited about it. So with this, I would like to hand over to Mr. Kandash for the financial results.
Hello, everybody. Let's look into the financials. One important thing to note, as you all know, since 2019, when the new accounting standard IFRS 16 came into play, we had been reporting our numbers, especially on the EBITDA and net debt side, both including and excluding IFRS 16. However, as we had stated at our interims, we believe this transition period to be over, and starting from 2021 and going forward, we will only be reporting our financials under IFRS 16. As a group, with the system sales, we are up 52% to 2.4 billion Turkish lira. This was achieved by the solid growth we have experienced in Turkey, as well as the top line recovery in our Russian business. EBITDA is up by 58.5% to 208 million Turkish liras, and we've seen some slight uptick in the overall margin from 8.4% to 8.8% as well. Cash conversion has been in a continuous uptick for the past, starting from 2019. What we had at 39% last year, we have been able to increase that to 59% this year through improving EBITDA and controlled and prudent management of CapEx. So quick reminder for our cash conversion definition is EBITDA minus CapEx divided by EBITDA. We take EBITDA here excluding IFRS 16, which basically comes to EBITDA minus lease payments, which is pretty close to it. And we include our rent costs here, obviously, because they're a big part of our operating expenses. Looking at Turkey, system sales are back up 59%, reaching 1,750,000,000 Turkish liras. On the back of strong like-for-like growth, as well as a record year in new store openings since we achieved our highest number since 2014. EBITDA is up more than 43% to 202 million Turkish lira. There's about a 1 percentage point slip in the margin due to the need to balance the discrepancy between consumer price inflation and producer price inflation that we're experiencing in Turkey. We have been performing solidly with respect to cash conversion in Turkey. We were already at a high level, but we've even improved on that, and it has reached 78% for the year 2021. But as Aslan said, we're not shying away from CapEx when it needs to be spent, especially on the digital and IT sites, always keeping our capabilities at the industry leading standards. Looking at Russia, sales are up 33% in terms of Turkish liras, up to about 630 million, rebounding from a weak 2020. Good news is in the last 4 months of 2021 and also the first 12 weeks of the new year 2022, our like-for-likes are in positive territory compared to pre-COVID trading. With the recovery in the top line, EBITDA improved markedly. We did 10 times the EBITDA that we did last year with 23 million. Obviously, there's a bit of a rule of small numbers going on. And carefully controlled CapEx, we're not opening any new corporate stores. 2021 CapEx was pretty much the same as the 2020 CapEx, coming in at 16 million lira. And we've also informed the market, obviously, that we're stopping CapEx until the geopolitical situation is resolved in the region. Let's have a brief look at our balance sheet as well. We had limited leveraging from last year, going from 3.2 times EBITDA to 3 times EBITDA. The main reason for this was due to the rapid devaluation of the Turkish lira against the ruble that we experienced in the fourth quarter of the year, as well as somewhat increased inventory and advanced payment levels in an effort to control costs for the preservation of margins. We still do not carry any hard currency liabilities on our balance sheet. With respect to our bank borrowings, we only have Turkish lira and rubles. Turkish lira makes about 61% of our bank borrowings, with the remaining 39% in rubles. This division is pretty much in line with our revenue generation from the two countries as well. On the lease liabilities, the mix is split evenly. 50% is in lira, 50% is in rubles. We continue with our conservative and prudent approach to our leverage levels, and we have ample liquidity with around 200 million Turkish liras of cash on the balance sheet, with an additional 186 million in available bank line. I would also like to touch upon our relationship with Sberbank briefly as well. Happy to report that we've obtained a waiver from Sberbank covering all four quarters of 2022. And we're continuing with our negotiations to reset the covenants for the remainder term of the loan. As a reminder, the principal outstanding under the Sberbank loan currently amounts to about 900 million rubles, of which about 200 million rubles is supported by a cash collateral deposit. If need be, we have the ability to pay it back owing to our strong liquidity position. However, you know, the interest rate on this Sberbank loan is quite advantageous at 9.7% currently, which is well below what we can find in Turkey and Russia currently. So we're happy basically getting our waivers when we can, and you know, we kind of have breathing room with respect to the covenants for the next year. Brief corporate governance update. As you will remember, in March 2021, Jubilant FoodWorks, which is the master franchisee of Domino's for the Indian market mainly, had purchased a 32.8% stake from our previous major shareholder, the Turkish Private Equity Fund. They have since then increased their, built up their position to 41.3% via a reverse book build process that they held in November and through some open market purchases. You will also remember that with Brexit, we were left outside the UK takeover code and the Dutch takeover regime. So as a temporary measure, with close collaboration with our major shareholder Jubilant, we have been able to, we have amended the relationship agreement to bring forth takeover protection for our minority shareholders. As things stand, if Jubilant were to exceed a 50% share holding in our company, they will need to launch a mandatory takeover bid for the entirety of the company. As a longer-term measure, we are also in the process of amending our articles of association. There will be an EGM that will be held next week to enter this protection for minority shareholders into our articles. That way, it will cover not only Jubilant, but any party that exceeds 50% to make a mandatory offer for the company. And Jubilant have also already agreed to vote in favor of this amendment. Lastly, with respect to our board composition, the board has decided to appoint two additional independent non-executive directors in short order, and it is in advanced stages of appointing the first one. Also, during this process and following the annual general meeting in June of 2022, Jubilant has also agreed to reduce their board representation from their current three members to two members, so we'll have a more independently composed board going forward. Taking you through guidance, unfortunately, given what's been going on in our geography, you know, given the uncertainty about geopolitical tensions regarding Russia and the high inflationary environment in Turkey, we're not able to provide meaningful guidance on neither the likely operating nor the financial results for 2022. Obviously, we'll continuously revisit this point throughout the year, and if and when we can have some clarity into the situation in both our countries, we will update the market accordingly. You know, whilst the board is cognizant of this operating environment, it expects a resilient performance for 2022. We've been getting some questions regarding Turkey in terms of store openings. I think, you know, the difficulty with Turkey is with the rapidly evolving inflation, it's difficult to project like for like, but we feel comfortable that we will have some store growth in Turkey to the tune of 25 to 30 stores, and we've already opened some in the first quarter. But, you know, we should also be mindful that we also have a cost pressure in our income statement with the rapidly rising inflation. And with that, I'll leave it to Aslan for his conclusionary remarks.
Yeah, thanks for listening up. As I said in the earlier, there are three important points for our business in 2021. The continuing strong performance in Turkey. You know, inflation was 36%. We were able to grow the business 51%. I think this is very important. improved performance in Russia after a very difficult 2020. We had 10% like for like. So far, about this situation between Ukraine and Russia, the war, there is no material disruption due to geopolitical tensions at this stage. 2022 will follow the developments. We are not making any further investments in Russia at the moment. We will reconsider it after everything is solved. I think the other most important news is coffee. Yeah, I think it's a long-term growth opportunity for our business. So this is all. This is the end of our presentation. First of all, I would like to take questions from the room, and then we'll pass on to the phone. Yes, thank you. Well, actually, wage has increased in the beginning of this year, minimum wage, 50%. There are some talks whether there will be another minimum wage increase in June and July. Actually, that's one of the main factors we are waiting also to predict what's going to happen end of this year. At the moment, with the effect of the war, because we have a close trading ties both in Russia and Ukraine, and what's happening in the gas prices and electricity, the expectation is that the inflation could be higher in Turkey. So in terms of consumers, at the moment, we are on the same level. You know, inflation is 50%, the wages are 50%. So you are right, but the purchasing power is of consumer is the most important thing. But on the other hand, we are the best value in the market. So I assume there will be a lot of customers, you know, downgrading themselves from restaurants or cafes to our Domino's. So. Look, I mean, last year the inflation was very high in Turkey. The franchisees trusted us because we are a resilient business. We had a record store opening this year. And so far, actually, we had close to 10 to 12 store openings in the first 3-4 months. So there is still a demand. Because we are getting a bigger market share from the QSR business in Turkey.
And just last on
football recovery. So it's built inside into your collection business and football. Post-COVID,
you see collection pick up,
you see it
coming into...
Okay, sorry. It's going up, but it's still not on the pre-COVID level. I think it's
2022. Takeaway constituted about 38 to 40% of our business. At the height of COVID, we've seen some weeks where it was as low as over that 20% of the business. Right now, for 2021, on average, we ran at about somewhere between 20 and 25%, depending on the week.
Thank you. Any more questions? Yes. Well, I think the first thing we did was with the franchisees, because there were the communication especially was improved. And as you see right now, 50% of our franchisees, of our store mix is franchisee. I can say that this relationship and trust problem was solved. I think this is very important. The second one is the things we did for the products. There was a lot of improvements on the existing products, new products, and value pricing, good value pricing. There were a lot of actions done there. I think the third action was on the online ordering platform. We had some know-how which we didn't from Turkey, which we didn't have it in Russia. We moved there, but we still worked to be done there. We had lots of plan about new store openings. Unfortunately, we stopped it right now.
And then just on coffee,
I appreciate
it's relatively early days, but have you
Yes, we tried. I mean, we start with a very small concept, like, you know, 60, 70 meters square. Because our idea is more to, like, you know, usually in coffee shops, the rents are very high. We wanted to start with low rent. And then this was one format. The second format, we are in three universities, because it's a very good value and good coffee. It's working in universities. And lately, with the franchisees in Ankara, we opened a little bit the big format. But the idea is always to be around the young people. Like, you know, we are across the university, you know, close to the university, inside the university. But now we have, like, I can say three formats. Like, small format, the one in the ones in the university, and the third one is, bigger shops. But this is, like, 150 to 200 meters square. Thank you. Okay, now we can get questions from the phone.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. If you wish to withdraw your question, you may do so by pressing 02 to cancel. There will be a short pause while questions are being registered. Our first question comes from Mr. Malhotra with Liberum. Please go ahead.
Hi, Aslan. Hi, Salim. I just wanted to ask about the coffee brand, which is quite exciting. In terms of locations, how would you describe it compared to where your Domino's stores are located at the moment? And do you ever see an opportunity of co-locating both a Domino's and a coffee store, or that wouldn't make any sense? So just wanted your opinion on that. And your coffee stores, how far or how close are they to existing Starbucks locations in those regions, given that Starbucks already has like more than 500 stores in Turkey? So maybe give a sense of opportunity also compared to Starbucks. Thank you.
Actually, all of our stores are close to Starbucks right now. No smaller meter square. We believe we can find better rents from them. But we have also, because some of our stores, especially out of Istanbul, of Domino's, they are in very good locations. So I think there will be a lot of opportunity to put coffee and Domino's next to each other.
Okay, that's very interesting. In terms of the Turkey performance, I mean, the like-for-likes are still very solid at plus 550%. I'm quite surprised by it given the inflation is running so high, and I would have expected some downturn in terms of the volumes that you are getting out of customers. So do you think you are at the moment already winning share from other players in the market because of your cost competitiveness? And is the market overall, do you think is the market growing in terms of volume, or is the market declining and you are taking share? Thank you.
Look, last three years, including COVID, the market volumes are not growing in Turkey.
Okay.
It's actually, it could be going down in terms of orders I'm talking about, not in TL. But in terms of orders, we have grown our orders per store in the last 3 years in our stores. About these 3 months, I would say it was stable. The orders were stable, and we were able to transfer the price increases to our customers. So this is the situation.
Okay, that's it. Thank you. Those are all the questions for me.
Thank you.
As a reminder, if you do wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. At this time, we have no further questions. I will now hand back to our speakers for any closing comments.
Okay. Thank you very much for listening to us, and hope to see you in our next presentation.